Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
It's 5:46, 14 minutes now before the top of the hour. Top of the hour, the Jocks come in and they talk to you about Jock stuff. And it'll be fun. I'm sure it will be. What are they going to be talking about?
Well, today we're talking about child sports, like
child
kids,
sports.
younger children in sports. So like
kick
middle school. Middle school athletes and like that impact it has on their
Oh, not
lives.
Using children as sports, but sports that the children play.
Sports that children play, yes, like football and soccer and all those things.
See. Very nice.
Good
that'll
stuff.
It'll be at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it will.
I'll be
there.
I know. All kinds
I have
of
no life. I'll just be here all night.
Yeah. You know, many companies are looking for IT talent. IT talent. Next week, our good friends are participating in a Goodwill Career Connection Center in DMAC for a week-long workshop entitled IT Is It For Me? The workshop is at DMAC Southridge. It runs August 18th through the 22nd. Each day, they're going to meet from 3:30 until 5 o'clock, starting with IT career choices on Monday and Tuesday. And so all of this is all about how in the world is it that IT is going to perhaps fit into your world. You can find out more at myitcareercoach.com. That's myitcareercoach.com. With us in studio is Stephanie O'Neill. Stephanie O'Neill has been doing PR for artist James Bearden for a number of years, and it's always a pleasure to see her. She's very active on the social media scene, and she reached out to us, and we reached out to her, and she said they're having this sale. It's a Maquette event for James Bearden. So we're going to find out all about that. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
So nice to see you again. We get this postcard in the mail, and it says, come to this Maquette sale. And I'm going, okay, I guess I could have Googled it.
We wanted to stump you.
Yeah, you did. You did very well. A Maquette. So what is a Maquette? So what is a Maquette?
It's actually a model, a small prototype, a sketch possibly, of something that an artist is going to create larger.
So this is like the thought process.
The thought process. To get the idea of what size, you know, all the coordinates, all of that. And maybe it's a maquette that isn't going to go anywhere.
Maybe it's a one-of-a-kind thing?
Well, they are one-of-a-kind.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
They are. A lot of times we'll do maquettes for clients who are wanting to commission something.
Oh, sure.
Or we're doing a project, a public project. So he's working on these smaller models to get familiar with what he might want to do larger.
Very nice. So it's a model of something that you're going to be doing later on. And let's talk a little bit about James Bearden before I wanted to figure out what a maquette was first. And secondarily, let's talk a little bit about James. We had him in several months ago as a guest of the NewsHour. He is a metal artist. So why don't you take it from there? You know him a lot better than I do.
Yeah, I do know him quite a bit. Better, probably. What we do, what we have been doing primarily is getting his name out there. Mm-hmm. And it's out there. He's now a listed artist, which is a big deal. He's on AskArt.com, which is considered the blue book of artists. And that is how we have reached a lot of our clients. They're coming to us and from the East Coast, mostly.
Isn't that something?
Oh, my gosh, we just got back from New York. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Number one, it's crazy to be in a truck for 18 hours each way with Mr. Bearden. But the crazy thing is, and it's a good crazy, is we have been selling through Rego Auction House in Lambertville, New Jersey. It's a specialty auction house. Kind of, if you think Sotheby's, Christie's,
sure,
they sell, you know. James' work is next to pieces that are going for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not every artist gets this chance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of random fate and how that all came about. We have had clients this year contact us as a result of things. I would get emails before an auction, like, if I don't win this one, can I have something like it commissioned? And how much is it going to cost to ship it out here? And, you know, all of those questions. And one person in New York City who happens to own a To the Trade Interior Design Gallery, and it's not just a small little interior right. gallery. They are considered one of the top tier interior design studios in New York City, and they do a lot of projects outside of the United States as well. What they are going to be doing is carrying James Bearden's Cathedral Series lighting exclusively really? In the United States.
Now, okay, so we can let's tell folks what the Cathedral Series is.
Okay, James works in several series.
Right.
The Cathedral Series is where he's building mass, and he's using like square stock and building to create. What inspired him was a cathedral. And if you're looking out sure. over the horizon, you see how
the spires,
and things like that. That's where it came from. And that's what these things in his mind are. And that's why we named
now,
it.
Now, he works in metal. Correct?
In metal, steel, some fused bronze.
But he also adds color to this metal
yeah.
in some unique ways as well. So this is not just a piece of rusted iron.
No.
These are really colorful things that are pretty amazing.
The Cathedral Series primarily is a darker blackened steel, fused bronze. You'll see like silver, shiny silver in it. The colors that he uses primarily are his Lunar Bloom series, which are his fun pop art, so to speak. Hmm. They're otherworldly botanicals.
Otherworldly botanicals. Mm-hmm. With this is Stephanie O'Neill. We're talking on behalf of James Bearden, and there's a special event coming up yet this month that we're going to talk about in just a moment. So he works in metals. He's being revered in some art circles on the East Coast and done some work on the West Coast, I'm sure. Isn't it odd how sometimes that the local artist just isn't as well known in his own back door?
Exactly.
You know?
And we talk about that all the time. All the time. And there's so many people that come through our door that have never heard of James Bearden. And he's been in graphic design in the Des Moines community for 20 years.
Time.
Yeah. So he's been around for a while.
James Bearden is the artist, and he's having a special event coming up very shortly. It's a maquette event, and that is models of some work that he has done for others or things that he is considered to be doing. So when is this, and what is it, and where is it happening, and how can folks find out more stuff?
Well, I'm going to tell them right now.
Good.
All about it.
Yay.
It's going to be at 1136 Polk Boulevard. It's in a historic Lustron home.
Wait a minute. Back up here a minute. On Polk Boulevard, 1136.
Yes, there's a big red sculpture in the front
yard.
Yeah,
I know this house.
Yeah.
I know this house. And a Lustron home. Tell us, what is that? What is that?
They were built after World War II for the returning GIs as affordable housing. They were prefab houses at the time.
Are these made out of ceramic or
Steel?
Steel. That
Each
was it.
Each one is 10 tons of steel.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, you know, James is probably like, oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait till a house goes away. I can get in on that steel.
Melt that down.
So this is a steel home that's on Polk Boulevard.
Right.
Okay. With the artwork. I'm familiar with where it is. And so this is happening when?
Next Thursday,
wow.
the 21st, it's going to be from 5 to 8 p.m., and it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to acquire James Bearden's work. The values are increasing, and we had several meetings with clients in New York, and they are telling us that values are going up. They're selling them internationally.
Wow.
And so we feel that this is a good way for the community that has been living here all their lives and might not even know James to grab a piece of that.
Sure.
I look at it as, gosh, I'm going to get something for my nephew so he can go to med school, you know, something like that.
Yeah, how big are these models?
Most of them are going to be probably 12, 15 inches
so
high.
Perfect for a
tabletop.
Display, a tabletop.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely. We'll also have sketches from his sketchbooks.
Very nice.
And those will be suitable for framing. They're very nice.
And again, this is on next Thursday, and it's going to be held on Polk Boulevard And that address again?
1136.
1136. Yeah. And James Bearden will be there?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
Well, maybe something like that.
At least saying hello. That's perfect. Well, thank you for coming in and
talking about this. Thank you very much.
Stephanie O'Neill, ladies and gentlemen. James Bearden is a fabulous artist. You can find out more. It's jamesbearden.com, I believe it is. Is that correct?
JamesBeardenSculpture.com.
That's at JamesBeardenSculpture.com. Check it out, and you can. It's just some amazing work. And the maquette event is going on next Thursday. And it starts at what time?
5 o'clock.
Ooh,
5 to 8.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right after work.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Perfect.
Sounds like I won't be able to be. I'll be here. That's me and Mariah.
You'll have to stop in our studio.
There you go. All right. Thanks so very much for coming in and talking to us, Stephanie. We're going to come back with a marketing tip in just a minute and a half from right now. We'll be right back. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.
Just want to be free. Listen, free, listen. That's the way it should be.